Greetings, I'm Jim Stovall, and you are listening to the Heads and Tails podcast. Thanks for joining us today. This episode of Heads and Tails is about Isaac Asimov, a great writer who has written in just about every genre you can think of. Isaac Asimov once said, "I try to write clearly, and I have the very good fortune to think clearly so that the writing comes out as I think in satisfactory shape." Isaac Asimov was a writer of extraordinary breadth, depth, and output. He was a professor of biochemistry at Boston University for much of his career, but he wrote fiction, literary criticism, textbooks, and mysteries, just to name a few. When he wasn't writing, it seems, he was editing. His name as an author or editor is in just about every section of your local library. In his 72 years, he lived from 1920 to 1992, he wrote or edited more than 500 books and as many as 90,000 letters and postcards. An asteroid, a crater on Mars, and an elementary school in Brooklyn are named after him. Asimov's usual daily routine was to rise about 6 a.m. or even before, sit down at his typewriter by 7:30 a.m. and write until 10 p.m. that night. According to his obituary in the New York Times, this routine came from his youth. And I quote here, in the first volume of his autobiography, In Memory Yet Green, published in 1979, he explained how he became a compulsive writer. His Russian-born father owned a succession of candy stores in Brooklyn that were open from 6 a.m. to 1 a.m., 7 days a week. Young Isaac got up at 6 o'clock every morning to deliver papers and rushed home from school to help out in the store every afternoon. If he was even a few minutes late, his father yelled at him for being a folyak, Yiddish for sluggard. Even more than 50 years later, he wrote, "It is a point of pride with me that though I have an alarm clock, I never set it, but get up at 6 a.m. anyway. I am still showing my father I'm not a folyak." We'll be right back after this very short break. And he said this about himself and his writing. "The only thing about myself that I consider to be severe enough to warrant psychoanalytic treatment is my compulsion to write. That means my idea of a pleasant time is to go up in my attic, sit at my electric typewriter, as I am doing right now, and bang away, watching the words take shape like magic before my eyes." Two more things you should know about Isaac Asimov. He was a claustrophile. That is, he liked small spaces. And he was afraid of flying. Over his long career, he flew only twice in his life. The Heads and Tails podcast is brought to you by First Inning Press, publisher of Heads and Tails, caricatures and stories of the famous, the infamous, and the just plain interesting. The book, Caricatures, Stories, and All, is by me, Jim Stovall. Ed Cadill is the editor. The book is currently available on Amazon.com. Join us again for the next episode of Heads and Tails.